Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We would like to hear about your meltdown moment.
Woo!
You had one recently, or have you? Because I'll be honest, you've calmed. It's been
a little while. I haven't had a nutty in public in a long time.
Why not?
I don't know why. I still get frustrated, just like everyone else. But I guess I don't take it to the next level. I guess I'm more understanding, passive. I don't know.
Tired.
They're lazy. There it is.
Boom. I don't have the strength to give you the meltdown I would have done 10 years ago. There have been a couple of really famous people that have had some pretty significant meltdowns.
Yeah.
Bebe Rexha. I can never say her.
Me too. And I saw that story.
She was performing at a pre-Grammy thing, and nobody was. I mean, she's performing the song that was a smash hit.
Huge hit.
But we as a radio station played it so much, and every other radio station played it so much, and it was on every TV commercial, was on everything, that I think maybe BB doesn't understand. We're kind of
burned out a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the lyrics of the song are, if it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be.
Oh,
and then
her.
She says that 795 times.
Over and over. Yeah.
So she stops in the middle of the performance of that song and has a nutty, a full-on meltdown moment going, why aren't you people paying attention? You should be watching. You should be singing along with me. This was the number one hit for 50 effing weeks and blah, 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 blah.
F this, S that, F this.
Yes.
I mean, just castigated the whole crowd.
She lost her mind.
She did.
And and now she's going to be even more famous for being...
That's true.
For being the meltdown queen.
She did.
Of her pre-Grammy performance. Can I tell you about a meltdown? It just occurred to me.
You had one in public?
I didn't, but I'm on the verge.
Oh, right.
And I want you to talk me into it or talk me out of it.
Okay.
I've told you about this before, the drop-off process at school.
Oh, my God, how everyone's doing it wrong.
Everyone. I am not you, Steve. I don't think I know the answer to things. Okay. I don't think that I'm a better driver than anyone. You think you're the best driver.
I know I'm the best.
Right. See, there it is.
Yes.
That confidence goes a long way. Yes. I don't think that about myself.
Oh.
Except when it comes to dropping the kids
off.
Okay. it's basically a parking lot. And imagine it's the Target parking lot and you have to drive all the way around it. And the area in between, when you're at the front of the store, when you're on the sides of the parking lot, you're waiting. And when you're in the front, you're dropping your kid off.
Right.
The only thing that I ask is that when you get to the front, you unload your child in 20 seconds or less. If you are telling your child a 6-minute thing about how, you know, your uncle's sick and we're going to go blah, 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 then you park your car and you let your kid out or you sit there, or maybe you park a block away and have this meaningful conversation. When you hit the front of Target, as it were, the drop-off zone, I want you to think of your child as a paratrooper, and there's a drop zone. And if you hold them in there, they're going to be somewhere in the middle of Fiji, not where they're supposed to be.
That is true. Yes.
So unload your effing child.
So you jump. You've got
jump.
To jump
you
light.
You got 20 seconds from when you turn that corner to get, and people pull up and they just sit there and so now no one can go because you're the front car telling your kid, all right, so I packed your extra socks for gym and blah,
yes.
blah. If you had 20 minutes worth of things to tell your kid before you
got
to school.
You had a 20-minute drive, you could have done
that's
it
That's when you do it.
In fact, you go so far as you already got the kisses and hugs already done.
We're kissing, they're unbuckled because we're going 0 miles an hour anyway.
Right. They're ready to jump out.
I literally do jump as if they're paratroopering out of my vehicle.
You said that you taught them how to shoulder roll out of your moving vehicle.
I don't
vehicle.
Always slow all the way down.
But I guarantee you, everybody behind you is like, that guy gets it. We love that guy.
So here's my meltdown moment that's about to happen. I'm about to just park my car, walk my child in, and then stand at varying points in the parking lot every day and go, hi, oh, looks like you have a little more of a conversation to have with your kid. That's what the parking lot is for. This is a drop-off zone.
Yes.
Drop your kid off. You, oh my. God, today, the front car sat there for 10 minutes, so no other car can go. So we've got them stacked up all the way back the side of the parking lot, all the way up the street in front to the street where you turn. When I first started coming, I was stuck in a roundabout about a half mile away. And when I finally got up there, people are going around that front car.
No you think, way.
Maybe a family member was struggling with health.
No.
Maybe they were. It doesn't matter what's
they
going
weren't.
On. If there's something you need to talk to your damn kid about, talk to him at home, talk to him on the drive, or pull in a parking spot.
Parking spot.
This is where you drop your...
Yeah!
Dude, I'm having these, and my kids, like now...
They're even on board too, aren't they?
They jump out so much faster because they see my rage.
And they should know that all the other
like,
parents are saying.
Like, they understand because like I leave enough space because I can tell there's idiots, so I can get around and get like...
Dude. Hey, can you have... Noah, figure out who the kids are, and no, never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Call them out by name. I just want to put signs up. I'm willing to pay for signs that says, like, from this point, you got 3 minutes to drop your kid off. If you have 4 minutes with a conversation, you're in the wrong spot.
Amen.
Like, now you have about 90 seconds before you drop your kid off. If you have more than 90 seconds, park.
Once again,
park.
The majority rearranging themselves for the one.
I'm sorry. I guess I just had my meltdown moment.
No, I hope it's therapeutic. Cathartic.
Dude, sorry. It's built. Today was the day that my truck is damaged.
Yeah.
I've got several insurance claims on it.
You
and
were
going to like,
drive through over.
Was like, yep, one more claim won't make much of a difference. Just shove that front car on.
They'd all the parents would be applauding you.
We have other stories of kids losing their mind over an imaginary door on his imaginary fire truck that wouldn't open.
That's kind of funny.
Kids screaming at his balloons for an hour because they wouldn't stop floating.
The kids that have the nutties over those weirdest things.
And then De Niro had a meltdown over his chauffeur.
Didn't show up where he dropped him off and he got a nutty.
He's coming out of divorce court, so
I could see
he's having
little...
multi-layered.
Yeah.
Or maybe his chauffeur was dropping his kids off at school and it just took
10 freaking minutes.
You know what? I want you to come with me one day.
I would love to.
Because I'll get your, you know, the rage that you've let go of?
Yep.
I'll get it back.
Oh, you know what? And I will actually do something about it.
All right. So if you've had a nutty, we call them a meltdown moment, and we want to hear yours. Jerry?
Yeah.
Meltdown moment.
Well, there's this roundabout up Pecos. It's like going above a highway. And every time you go through it, you always get cut off.
Yeah, because Coloradans can't figure out a roundabout.
Roundabouts are confusing to Coloradans.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Four-way stop is so much easier.
I don't know. They have a problem there, too.
All right.
Yeah, and I got cut off one day, and I had it, and I had this full, like, McDonald's cup of just Dr. Pepper, and I chucked it in this guy's window.
I'm going to say, if I'm going to have any soda thrown at me, like Dr. Pepper is one of the worst because it's thicker, it's more syrupy.
Caramely.
Yes, it's more caramely is the word, man.
Oh, wow.
You got it inside his car?
This was a nicer car, too. Yeah, this was a nicer car, like an Infiniti, I think it was.
Damn, Jerry.
That's a good little meltdown.
That is a good one.
Did he stop and clean himself up, or was there a chase?
Yeah, there was a chase, and we literally pulled over, and we were up the street from a police station. I said, all right, you really want to go? You want to say I broke the damn law? Let's go to the police station, see if they slap cuffs on. Because I have 3 kids in my van, and he almost killed us because he slammed on the brakes in front of us when I honked at him.
Once you play the kid card, you win. Yeah.
No!
Yep, all the
time. You escalated it. Kid or no kid, you took a nice little road rage beep beep and turned it into...
You have kids. Oh, you're free to go, Jerry.
Nope. Oh, my God. That's a good meltdown. Thank you, Jerry. Sarah.
Yay.
Meltdown moment.
So about this time last year, actually, my car got totaled. The second car I had got totaled.
Mm.
And we were also in the middle of moving. And so we were talking to the insurance and they told me that they weren't going to come pick it up that day. And it was snowing. And then, you know, as we're moving and I'm 2 glasses of wine deep, you know, crying already, they show up to tow my car, you know, after they told me that they weren't. And I went out there and I was screaming, you know, still had my wine glass in my hand.
Oh, yeah, there's classy meltdown. Yeah, there, yeah. You're being taken seriously.
And then, right? And then at the very end of it, I just looked at the dude and I chucked the key at him because I was still in tears and then just went inside.
Dang.
You held your wine, though, didn't you?
Well.
You didn't throw the wine. Just
no,
the key.
Oh, God, no. Can't throw the wine.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's you had sort of every right to melt down. You just kind of handled it. Thank you, Sarah. Julianne?
Yai.
Yai. Meltdown moment.
So I work in a hallway with mostly women and a few males, and the bathroom in my hallway routinely has urine all over the seat and puddles on the floor, and the women in my hall are getting very sick of it. And I went in on Monday morning, and as soon as I walked in, there was urine on the seat, and I looked down, and I'm standing in my leather riding boots in a puddle of urine.
Yeah.
And so I marched out of the bathroom, threw the door open to my office, and my poor male coworker looks at me stunned, and I yelled, "It's not a fire hose. If you can't control it, you need to clean up after yourself. This is disgusting. It's on my boots, and I lost my marbles."
And you're okay? HR is cool with your little meltdown about fire hoses?
I'm not the only one. We're all sick of it. And like, we've hung signs trying to be polite, and it's getting to the point where the women are trying to come up with retaliatory techniques.
Dang.
You don't want to.
Wait.
No, don't fight fire with fire.
Especially,
be women. Stay classy. Right. Be above it. Don't. Yeah.
But we are at the end of our rope with it.
I get it.
Yeah.
I kind of resemble that a little bit. Thank you for the call. You don't have to live with anybody. But
I know.
I get accused of that. Angela.
Yay.
Meltdown moment.
Yes, we went to cut down a Christmas tree with my kids, which we did every year, and we drove an hour to get to the farm, and they were closed. They were done with Christmas trees, and so my kids were like, "Oh my God, there's not going to be a Christmas."
Oh no. What did you do?
We were like, "It's okay, we can get there's going to be no Christmas." They were like jumping out of the car like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was going to be no Christmas if we couldn't cut down the Christmas tree.
Slow your roll, kids. It's all good.
You got to go all Griswold on that. Get in there anyway. Get your Christmas tree. Kayla?
Hi. Yay.
Meltdown moment.
It was my meltdown moment when my parents surprised me with a new car, which was the third new car that they had bought me.
Why are we melting down over your parents being obscenely generous?
Right?
I was really upset because I couldn't buy the car for me and I wanted to do it myself, but they did it for me.
Oh, so you took it out on the, and so you like trashed the car and then you trashed your parents?
Oh my God, are you serious? This is...
No, I was just in tears.
How dare you buy me a brand new Audi?
Stop spending $40,000 at a time without letting me have some input. Thank you, Kayla. What?
Right.
Jen.
Yay!
Meltdown moment.
Oh my gosh, I am generally a nice person, but you just brought back all the rage from the kiss and go fail at my kids' elementary school.
Okay, yeah, if you missed it, my meltdown is about the way people drop their kids off at school. You had one of them nutties?
Oh my God, yes, to a point where my son and I, and thankfully he doesn't go to the school anymore, so I can't embarrass him anymore, I would honk at people and scream kiss and go fail.
Good.
Because they were failing.
Right.
Yes.
And this one, this big, huge SUV, everyone was being so nice and patient. And I finally pulled around and honked and screamed and said, "Kiss and go." And then Peyton Manning turned around and looked at me.
Oh, it was Peyton.
Peyton doesn't know how to drop his kid off?
Right.
Oh, my God.
He failed at the kiss and go lane.
It's a kiss and go lane.
Yeah, Manning. What are you doing?
Hurry. Omaha. Hurry.
Slacker and Steve.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.